SBS Radio.
There was a party atmosphere in Pakistan where people danced to drums, but there was also a greater purpose, stopping violence against women. March organiser Atiya Abbas explains the deeper meaning behind one of the songs at the event.
The song tries to convey that the rape culture that is within our society is not just within the society, it's within every state institution that tries to oppress us. So isliye when we say judges, when we say the state, when we say the police, we say that all of them contribute to the rape culture of a country, and that is what women are calling out.
At another event in Islamabad, Islamists hurled shoes at campaigners who were holding signs stating "Patriarchy kills." A counter rally was also held near the Women's March venue, and organiser Anam Rathor says she notified police ahead of time.
And they were supposed to leave before we start, but they stayed here and they threw stones at the people gathered here.
Police blocked women trying to enter a rally in Turkey and later used tear gas to disperse dozens of women. In Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, police arrested several women at a protest after masked men attacked the group. There were also scuffles at the Algeria Women's Day protest, where the women's movement deviated away from the usual celebrations. Campaigner Nadia had this powerful message to share.
We will achieve independence for our country. We will achieve freedom for Algeria. Those who want to celebrate can go to the cinema. She can go there and dance. We came for our freedom. We want the generals to leave. We have broken the siege. God willing, we will achieve independence.
In Spain, women dressed in purple filled the streets of Madrid. One carried a banner stating, "Machismo kills more than coronavirus." Businessman Juan Sosa took part because he also wants society to change for the better.
I think that feminism is something that we all have to internalize. It's something very natural, and we have to try to normalize it as much as possible. We are in a macho society, and it's a shame, so we have to do something about it.
And in London, thousands of people joined the March for Women, calling for gender equality and climate justice. The theme of the march was climate change and the disproportionate effect it's having on women in some of the poorest parts of the world. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.